From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korean lawmakers, briefed by the country's intelligence service, said Wednesday the older half-brother of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, was assassinated Monday at an airport in Malaysia. Kim Jong-nam falling ill at Kuala Lumpur International Airport after he felt like someone grabbed or held his face from behind. He died en route to a hospital. Joel Witt is a senior fellow at the U.S. Korea Institute.
The fact is that someone like him, who is related to the leader, indeed he was supposed to take over for his father rather than the current leader, who has been expressing dissatisfaction with his brother's leadership and is in a position to serve as a focal point for opponents to the regime, his life is going to be in danger. And I guess finally, after there were a couple of other reported attempts on his life, the North Koreans may have succeeded.
Malaysian authorities said they'll perform an autopsy. There are no suspects in custody. Kim Jong-nam, once considered an heir apparent to his father, the late Kim Jong-il. At least four people killed in a pre-dawn raid Tuesday by police in the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, targeting an outlawed political religious group known as the Bundu Dia Congo, or BDK movement. BDK member Mavinga Philemon said the police attack was surprising and aimed at defenseless civilians and took many hours. Several members were wounded and arrested. The raid targeted the home of parliamentarian and group leader Ney Mwanda Nsami, but he was not arrested. The group, which believes in reviving the pre-colonial Congo kingdom, has been targeted before by police. This is VOA News. The next round of talks on strengthening Syria's ceasefire gets underway Wednesday in the Kazakh capital Astana Wednesday. The talks led by Russia, Turkey, and Iran, although the makeup of any rebel delegation is unclear. In Syria, warplanes, reportedly Russian, Tuesday pounded rebel-held areas of Daraa as clashes involving rebels and government forces continued. The White House Tuesday said President Donald Trump was advised nearly 3 weeks ago that National Security Advisor Michael Flynn misled Vice President Mike Pence about his pre-inaugural contacts with a top Russian diplomat. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the retired general was not accused of any wrongdoing.
We got to a point not based on a legal issue, but based on a trust issue, where the level of trust between the president and General Flynn had eroded to the point where he felt he had to make a change.
Spicer said the president had been reviewing and evaluating the matter before Flynn was forced to resign late Monday.
The president was very concerned that General Flynn had misled the vice president and others. He was also very concerned in light of sensitive subjects dealt with by that position of national security advisors like China, North Korea, and the Middle East, that the president must have complete and unwavering trust for the person in that position.
Flynn said he had inadvertently briefed Pence and others with incomplete information regarding his phone calls with a Russian diplomat. Reports suggest they spoke about lifting U.S. sanctions. The New York Times reports Russia deployed a new cruise missile despite U.S. claims it violates a 1987 arms control treaty. The paper said Moscow deployed the ground-launched SSC-8 cruise missile. U.S. intelligence agencies say the missile became operational late last year. Venezuela's vice president dismissed targeted sanctions against him and associate and 13 companies by the U.S. for drug trafficking as imperialist aggression. The U.S. Treasury Department labeled Tariq al-Assami a drug kingpin who allegedly facilitated shipments by air and sea and had links with drug gangs. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin Tuesday spoke about the case.
Al-Assami's primary frontman, Venezuelan national Samark Lopez Bello, was also designated. These designations follow a multi-year investigation into al-Assami's criminal activities.
It's the first action against the socialist government of the South American nation since the Trump administration took office. President Nicolas Maduro called it an attack that Venezuela will respond to step by step in a balanced and forceful way. Indonesian voters are casting ballots Wednesday in regional elections, highlighted by the battle for the post of governor of the capital city, Jakarta. The first Christian leader of the city is fighting to stay in office. Basuki Tahaja Purnama is also standing trial for blasphemy for allegedly insulting the Quran in this majority Muslim nation. And a UN Food Agency official warned Tuesday that crop insects and disease sweeping through southern Africa pose a threat to food security. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.